Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us. And I am very, very excited because I love this app. I will tell you. I want to talk about it right out of the chute. I love this app. But I will tell you that yesterday, again, I tune in. The only time I listen during the day where I pop on our show, something I have never done. And the fact that I've done it twice in a week is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. But that's how excited I am about the new update to the app. And I turn it on again yesterday, and it's a Rob monologue. And it's And then Oscar texts me back and says he's working on it. He doesn't like you. And I'm sitting there with Pony,
and
I'm just like, no one feels my pain. No one feels the excitement where, you know, you're in a theater troupe, right?
Right.
And you're a principal player in that theater.
The principal
and
player,
featured player.
So you want to see, and suddenly your theater group is going to be on the magic box. It's going to be on television,
right?
And you get home, and but there's a time when you're not there. And you turn on the TV, and that's the one they've recorded, the time
or
that you're not there.
It's what I would say, Mike, it's the one time that you're doing international press in Cannes.
Yes.
And the national...
Oh, everyone loves to go to Cannes.
National station has your ham-handed friend center stage.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask this question. And neither one of you are ham-handed. And then this is most definitely fueled by ego, but it's also fueled by my desire to try from a distance to run a tight ship, which eludes me at every corner. Pony, that beginning of that show, was that the same show that I had heard the other day?
I think it was. Again,
hold on, stop right there. Hold on. Yes. Think it was would indicate to me, are there more than one?
How many?
On the,
how many Rob the, and Oscar shows are
really,
there?
Yeah, that's
on.
What I'd really love to get to.
Just one or two, he says. One or two.
Yeah, one or two.
Not three. Just one or two.
How many shows are circulating in the stream?
The rotator, Mike.
By number, in the rotation.
Yesterday was about 30.
30.
Oh, there are 30 of them?
Yes.
Yeah. It was just
so there
really
is definitely a little dumb luck involved.
It's a 24-hour
stream. For what
stream.
It's worth, Mike,
you could have gotten away with it, Pony.
Yesterday, I was showing...
Almost did.
I was showing the app off yesterday evening, and I clicked on it, and there was precious little of me. And that hurt.
Yes.
So I mean you know what
precious
happened?
Precious little of you, were you in the room?
Well, I suppose physically.
Were you when you the show that you spotlighted your friends were you there?
Yeah. Were you there?
I was there. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about not being there.
Yeah.
And look, we will all agree on one thing.
Okay.
Right? The show works great when all three of us are there.
Yes.
Oh, it's like a souffle, Mike, when one ingredient is missing.
There's a different, but it's not, but the shows are great.
I think,
by the way, if I ever lose either one of you, the shows are all great as long as I'm here.
Mike, you've made that case before and you're absolutely right. What I would say is
I hate doing that kind of shtick, to be honest.
I love the notion that the less of us that are here, the better the show gets.
that's a stunning thing.
May I add this? Pony, I've told you once, I've told you twice. This is the last time I'm going to tell you. No more Rob and Oscar on that stream.
Yes, Pony.
And I've never told you that before.
That's right. And there isn't.
There he is. You know what? I've shifted my spotlight on how to motivate. And Rob seems to have been really, Oscar, would I be correct in saying Rob has pretty much over the last week or so delivered anything we've asked of him, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's done pretty
well,
right? It's like really quick turnaround.
Execution.
Absolutely.
Execution.
You know, yesterday there is, you cannot make any argument that Rob was not the funniest one on this show.
Oh, he murdered.
Rob
slayed.
Absolutely crushed it late in the
show
yesterday.
Well, he didn't hear
really
Dan O'Brien after the show.
with your critique when he went over on
When we air checked, he was great. And then he got me a tea with a short straw.
Oh, man. Didn't all come up to well, be I, mean, after
I,
the show?
I just briefly, if you get an iced tea from Starbucks, there are two lengths of straws, right? The long straw gives you about 4 inches of play, right?
Right.
Dan gave me one that if I pushed all the way down, it was gone. And he said, right. Are there different length straws?
I would pray.
Yes!
I would pray to have your difficulties in life. I would pray to have your, you know, whether you have
a short straw or a long straw. You are not a praying man.
I would pray to have somebody down here where I would be able to turn the mic down and say, oh, by the way, get me a latte.
Yeah.
And have that happen. I don't have that luxury down here.
Well, you moved
solo
to the mecca of broadcasting.
And you have a wife that still cares enough to cook for you.
Yes.
My wife doesn't even engage with me.
And I am here, and it's great. And when I get, you know, when I'm able to resume all normal activities, it'll be great. But getting back to Pony, if I may.
Yes, please.
So the thing is, I Pony, this is the way my brain works. I know, because Oscar's told me, that you fear conversations with me.
No,
confrontation. Confrontation. Yes, you fear confrontation. Yes, yes. But I don't think you fear it enough where you know, you didn't change that thing that I did like a half an hour rave out about the other day, right? I mean, you know?
Well, you know, the problem is it takes a while to program a whole catalog. Yeah, and then usually working 7 days a week.
How about just subtracting?
Subtracting?
Yes.
I could do that.
Yeah,
I could
just kill any Rob or Oscar.
Yeah.
I was, and send it
to me on a DVD.
And from now on,
I had the Napoleon Psy on steroids yesterday. It wrecked my day. Not because it was the Rob and Oscar show, but because I had made such a stink about it the first time. And then it was just, and then Oscar F's with me. And that just was the final note. Because Oscar texts me back, he doesn't like you. But I just see.
Hear that laugh, Dick?
I don't hear it, but I envision it happening on the other end. That he is texting that to me and then leaning back in his chair and going, this will get him. And I just...
probably about right.
I had a sad night because of it. A sad afternoon, a sad evening. It was because I'm battling a lot of things. I'll get to it in the body of the show, but I'm battling the feeling of inadequacy with my own son that he is in a mommy phase, which I know a lot of three-year-olds go right now. Oh, turn that music off.
Yeah.
He's in that phase. So psychologically, yesterday... I hate to be a
bearer of bad news because sometimes those mommy phases can last a long time, right, Pony?
Absolutely, especially if you don't have a dad anymore.
Oh my God!
Hey, you know what? Here's the solution.
Hold on. What if you don't have a dad or a mom?
Oh,
damn!
Sick burn.
You know what the solution here, though,
is? I just gave a thumb up to the fact that I don't have parents alive.
Hey, Mike, tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Exactly.
What if you, Mike O'Mara, were to serve as Matt Bloom's father figure?
Oh my God. Yeah.
See,
that'd be great.
There's your solution.
A mentor.
I'd be
like, this is us, but he's not black.
Randall Bloom.
I'm not comfortable. I don't want to be a big brother. I don't want to be a big brother.
You wouldn't be a big brother. You'd be his daddy.
Yeah, big
then,
daddy.
That, leading right up to the show, right before the show, I come in, and yesterday, the mic boom, a mic boom, by the way, is exactly what you see on the stream. If you see our little microphones, they're a lovely piece of equipment that allow you to move the microphone anywhere in the studio. And periodically, they needed tightening so that they don't flop all around. And mine had needed a tightening, and I'm sitting there, and the way it's you have two flathead screwdrivers that are required. You hold one on one side, one on the other side, and you twist. And it was offering resistance. And I guess with my Herculean strength, I snapped the screw.
Oh.
And so
that's why strength of 10 men.
That's you got a limp boom.
Those are my problems. Other than that, life is
you look great on camera, Mike. You can barely tell that you have performance issues.
What about if for Father's Day this year, Pony came down and held your microphone?
Now you're mocking me again.
No!
And,
no, I'm mocking Pony.
I will have none of that. I will say this, that with all the issues, my young son, who had been averaging 6:30 to 7 o'clock, which is just... that extra
wonderful
half hour, I can't even describe that. He came in at 5 of 6 today. 5:55.
Oh, no.
Coughing and whining that he didn't want to go to school because there are a different set of kids on Thursday, and he doesn't like the kids on Thursday. And I can understand why he doesn't like the kids. Yes, what is it?
Do they look like me?
No. Oh, okay. They're actually an eclectic group on any day, but he likes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's the group he likes. And then I went in on a Tuesday,
right.
And I'd never been in there, and I got there early, and I watched him do a little painting, and I got the total vibe.
You got the vibe?
It's hysterical. It's like if you go to a bar on a certain night where, hey, all the cool kids are there, and then you go to a bar where, you know, the kids that aren't tracking with you, and the whole energy in the room was different, and I totally track with my son. He's got good
judgment. Are the Thursday kids the ones that he doesn't want to share donuts with?
Yes. Bingo.
Okay.
Oh, my
Spilling.
God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yeah. 100%.
So you see what it is. It's not him being selfish. It's him penalizing bad people.
Mm. Yes, that's exactly
Are they bullies
what it is.
Or is it just,
Yeah,
are
there's
they
a little bullying. There's a little meanness that goes on. And he's
helmets.
He's a sensitive kid. But he's all into his mom, so that's it. But other than that, Pony?
Yes, sir.
Please, when I go to the stream, I'm like a little kid with a new toy, and I want to hear
Give
me.
Give him more of him.
Yes.
I want to hear
it,
me.
You got it, Dad.
Not on the... Now, listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't, by the way.
Listen to Papa.
It can be a show where, you know, that is Oscar dominant or Rob dominant, but I'd just like to be in the room.
Yeah, and
because
Pony,
that's fun.
I think the real takeaway, and TMOS Nation really weigh in here if you'd like. We have a fan club. Please feel free to write in what you think, what you want.
You can tweet.
What you deserve on the stream here. It's for everybody. It's for you. what I would say is this, is Pony, start measuring really from an A, B, C, D, E, F scale, like a grading scale, right? Grade that scale on if it's a Mike dominant, A. If it's Rob dominant,
no,
B.
No, I see. I don't want that because there have been multitudes of either Oscar dominant or Rob dominant shows we've all been together where they're the better shows than when the three of us are there. I want it to be, that's what I want the scale to be. Yeah. I want it to be that. Now, the me not being on the show, there's healthy ego there.
Yeah,
sure.
Ego there. But I think we can all agree that the real best of content that we have is exclusively... when the three of us are on the deck together.
I agree.
Sometimes, though, Rob by himself sometimes can slaughter. I'll have a blind squirrel will find a nut once in a while.
You guys have moments.
But you...
Oscar, I love Oscar's stories.
Mike, you are the asterisk. So do me a favor. Put an asterisk.
Asterisk.
put an asterisk next to where Mike really shines. And just keep an eye on that, all right? So then you can put that into the actual stream.
You know what? I get your game.
I'm giving him instruction
you
here.
You knock it off right now. You knock it off right now, or I'll send you back to Bolivia.
Hey, I would like to offer God. This after this
that
conversation.
So, you're not taking... That's why he didn't do it, because you don't take it seriously.
Can't we please just say,
that's why.
Take this segment and put a huge asterisk by it, because it's fantastic.
Asterisk
should be
asterisk.
Put a giant asterisk.
Damn it.
By it.
Yeah, no.
Rick Asterisk. You know,
I don't care. To
good.
Be perfectly honest with you,
he cares.
I like to turn on that stream and hear my own voice.
Sure.
Well, that's you will it. From now on.
That's yeah. the that's the that's
Mike.
The
you
only
should know
ego.
We had a I would say an hour and a half long meeting about the stream. Just I would say yesterday.
I'm so excited. But,
and
you know,
the program.
Should we clarify what we're talking about?
Yes.
The stream is now on our app. The app that you can put on your smartphone is ready to go. There's a button you click, and the show is there. There's no downloading.
Live
stream. Nothing. It's live broadcast.
Live
streaming.
It's
we're live streaming
there.
Right now. We're live streaming
yes.
right now, and we're making some technical adjustments to it. But I'm excited because
Tweaking.
I don't know that there's something I've told everybody before. I've told you on this show that I consume the show. With the app. That's how. When I'm going to listen to it, that's how I listen to it. So for me, it's great to just go click, and I'm curious. It gives me a new perspective to see, let's see, what do we have on today? And so that's why,
it's
my two
impressive
moments of disappointment.
And what I love about it, and Oscar actually brought me around to this way of thinking, is that when you listen to the radio, go back a few years when radio was what you listened to in the
2007.
Car. When you turned on your car and you turned on the radio was there. It was just there. And that's
exactly
what this stream brings it back. When you turn it on, it's your buddies and we're there. And we're going to be there.
You actually open up the app and then click one button and you're there. I'd love to just open up the app and have it there. But that's me. Yeah, but that doesn't work because then you can't get the archive.
Then you don't have choices, Mike.
You don't have
our podcast, which is
think
a
lifeblood. These are like the selector buttons on your Delco. that when you turn on your car and then you ka-chunk and you know, and then so you got to hit one.
I don't even know what a
that
Delco is.
That's what you know. Well, yeah, you know, welcome to the rest of the world.
Yeah. Can I say that's this?
Right. Mike knows
you
what a Delco
dial
is.
Dial on your phone.
I beg of you. I don't know what I can do to for those of you who have not downloaded the app or maybe have gave it a shot and didn't like what they saw years ago. The new update. It brings stability. It brings a really smooth user interface. The way that you get in and get out of the app is so much faster. And if you haven't, or you have, or you left, come back,
please,
and try
hey, I
the
have
app
to say
and
this,
listen.
Oscar, when you laid this out before I'd even heard it, when you were talking about it, I got excited then. You know that based
yes.
on how I pestered you for the better part of a year,
yeah.
almost on a biweekly basis. When I got it, it's even better than you sold it as. I mean, it's something that I think is really worthy, and we're really excited about it.
Yes.
So,
Pony,
that's it.
We've got your marching orders.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's already
but,
done.
Mo Mike.
You know, as far as the rollout, the you know, the debut of the content. Let's not f it up. That's
yeah.
the way I would look.
Here,
at
here.
It.
Don't
let's,
get happy.
You know, let's rock and roll. And let's you know, and then we'll we rolled it out kind of like by accident. Didn't we?
No, yeah. Mike, it's
soft rollout.
It's a soft
was
launch.
Was that a soft opening?
It's a soft launch because Apple, right. were at the mercy of their review process. And by
oh, okay.
the way,
all right.
so quick. It was, this,
yeah,
the,
it was
this,
a very
this
quick
turnout.
You
fastest.
Didn't expect to have it this past weekend.
I said
you didn't
2 weeks.
It. 2 weeks.
They cleared it in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
2 days.
So we're real happy about it. We all care about it.
Yes.
And we all care about it except for Pony.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Danny, are you all right, honey?
Yeah. Yeah.
He almost dropped.
Yeah.
Keep covered up.
Thank you. I'm okay, thank you. Oh, I almost died. Thank you.
Get him on.
Ah! Oh my God! My Mercedes! Oh! Oh! Oh!
How could you drive my Mercedes on thin ice?
Twice when I paid for
Danny, we'll get someone to fish it out for you.
What the hell am I going to do with a rusty Mercedes?
Oh,
it's gone.
Okay,
it's gone.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us anytime at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673 or MikeOmaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and today we are brought to you by Caring Village. I cared for a loved one. A lot of people in our society care for loved ones right now, and at CaringVillage.com, they know what you're dealing with, and it can be physically and emotionally exhausting to provide care for a senior citizen in your life, a mother, a father, an aunt, an uncle. It can leave you stressed. The folks at CaringVillage.com, they're changing how they do it and how you do it. They focus on the quality of life for caregivers so they don't have to carry the burden alone. It can be overwhelming. It's
yeah.
depressing enough. It's sad enough. It's tough enough. And if you bring in more people and make it simpler and less hectic for caregivers, everybody benefits from that. Here's the thing that's great about it. Their app is totally free, and it'll let you focus on what's important, the person you love. This app stores documents. It tracks meds. It lets you coordinate with everyone involved, no matter where they are, friends, family, people that can help you when you need help the most. It also coordinates with the in-home care that your loved one is getting, and it even can help you with with doctors and specialists, and you can stay in constant touch with your loved one with the secure in-app messaging and notifications. Stop feeling overwhelmed. Get back to caring. Visit caringvillage.com/TMOS today for the free download and discover how much time and energy you're going to save every day. Remember this website. It's caringvillage.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
Perfect.
We are running late. I don't want to go too late, so let's open it up and not about us.
No, no.
It's about you, and we're going to start it right now because we've got a lovely, lovely little mailbag.
It's all about you.
Bloom.
It's all about you.
Bloom.
Hair. Pony boy for Caring Village.
This one's
good enough.
I smile.
Happy birthday. John Manuel of Lafayette, Louisiana, was having a drinky poo with a lady from Cocoonville that's from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Great town.
And I got all excited about it.
Great
town. We
had an
affiliate in Lafayette,
mm-hmm.
Louisiana.
I had the second biggest Mardi Gras in America, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a great town. It's pure Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And John Manuel has a birthday this Saturday. He listens to TMOS every damn day. He's a good guy, Cher. That's right. I hope you have a big crawfish boil. I hope you have some delicious etouffee. And you tell Trosclair that he got to make that thing for you.
Ooh,
I'm using the three
Lord.
Little... Ooh, Lordy, that's good. That is such good etouffee. Ooh. My God. Bill Whittington... Hi there. Bill Whittington turns 55 tomorrow. Tickety-tonk.
I have no idea what that means. And spell
tickety-tonk?
Spellcheck really didn't want me to type it that way, but that's what Bill typed. Tickety-tonk.
Bill Whittington turns 55 tomorrow. Tickety-tonk. Okay, Bill. Dear TMOS, Tuesday was Roy Delgado's 40th birthday, but that's enough about him. This letter is all about me. Here is my favorite joke to tell to a four-year-old. Where do cows go on a first date?
Where?
To the movies.
I kind of like that. I'm not going to lie.
Steve Goldsmith sent that in.
Me. Funny guy, Steve Goldsmith.
Steve Goldsmith, his fault. Dear Mike, I have written and recorded this song for you. Sincerely, Ben McDaniel of Newton, Kansas. Rob, we have a recorded.
Yeah, now you
should
know.
Today.
I think you know Ben McDaniel. He recorded this for us, right?
It's all about you.
Good egg.
That's an actual custom recording
for
our show.
He does every track himself. He sings them all, and he recorded this song just for you.
Dear Mike, this is Ben McDaniel. Please unblock me on Facebook.
I stop the show. I go into my Facebook because there is absolutely no way he is going to remain blocked after that.
That is great.
I'm doing it right now.
He's a super guy. Really nice guy.
And he's offered us many, many different things.
I like the Dear Mike isolated.
Yeah. Just Dear Mike?
Dear Mike.
You want to just hear that?
Yes, please.
We can do that. All right. It goes like this.
Dear Mike.
I don't like that. It sounds like a funeral.
It sounds like someone's typing or writing, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like the Jimmy Fallon bit.
Oh, thank you notes.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
I can't get into it right now, but I will do it later, I promise you.
All right.
He's not the guy I'm looking
for.
Put a pin in it, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? When you are finally unblocked, Ben, I think a thank you song would be great.
Thank you, Mike. I would say that it's an easy task to go through my block list.
Do you find your block list is a little bit like going into the weeds as I do when I look at it?
It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, there's a lot of names. And there's no orderation to it.
Mm. Years of cruelty. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscarito, Pony, Rofo, Ashley, Maddie, Mac, Diego, and Dan.
Dan.
Per Mike's request, I meditated on what to call Oscar's fan base and then put pen to paper. Although Rob Santaniacs obviously remains the front runner, I humbly wish to submit the... can we turn down the background music?
Sure.
Jesus Christ. Santaniacs obviously remains the front runner. I humbly wish to submit the Pep Talk Squad for your approval. Let me explain. Oscar is the voice of my generation, and I feel Pep Talk Squad... Pep Talk Squad
so
captures
sad.
What makes him that voice, his clever sense of humor, and his unwavering example as an unfeeling misogynistic monster.
Whoa! PTS!
That being said, I would really like to get moving on this so I can start planning group events such as meet and greets where we all enjoy Jack and Diet Cokes while eating leche-soaked panettone. Once all the details have been ironed out, you're all, of course, invited. Gentlemen, time is of the essence, so I eagerly await your decision. Yours, as always, Joey from Bowie. Or Bowie, I
Bowie.
Should say.
Joey from Bowie. From Bowie.
No, that wouldn't work at all.
No.
I'm not
it's
sure.
Joseph from Maryland.
I'm not sure the pep talk squad is. I mean, it just doesn't sound.
It sounds too militant, Mike.
Yeah, like it does. Like you're going to get together and go, you know, go and be misogynistic like as a group.
It's like the Black Panthers of misogyny. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's not who we are.
Yeah, but I sure see a T-shirt. Anyway, good morning from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the only things we are known for is bugs. Okay, the grammar's a little. All right, so is it singular or plural, Rob?
It's plural.
Good morning
so it
from Albuquerque. So there are more than one thing.
Right.
All right. All right. Good morning from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where the only things we are known for are Bugs Bunny always taking a wrong turn and blue meth. There we are. I would like to wish a happy birthday to identical twins, Voss and Mac Haroun. They turn 46 tomorrow. Voss is one of your biggest Albuquerque fans. We can't go anywhere without him shouting, "Face!" or "In the know." He is the reason I started listening to TMOS. Could Mike Ehrmantraut please wish them a happy birthday, Jason in Albuquerque. I'm sorry, Mike died during the reading of that letter.
Oh.
I'm very, very sorry. So.
Oh, no. Ehrmantraut.
Yeah, sorry. You know, try to write well, Jason. All right, there we go. Thank you.
Mike Ehrmantraut, not a lot of people know this because it wasn't brought up a lot on Breaking Bad. He's real big on subject and predicate agreement.
Yes.
Yeah. And wouldn't Mike Ehrmantraut have been great 2.5 to 3 years ago?
Yeah. Really good.
That's when it would have worked. Well, hello there, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Matthew. Thank you for the most entertaining podcast on the interwebs, the most excellent Mike O'Mara show. The most excellent Mike O'Mara show. Saturday is my husband, Daniel J. Kendall's 26th birthday. If possible, may I request the mimicry talents of Mr. Spiewak. Dan is a handsome, rugged, outdoorsy ginger who looked a lot like Opie Taylor while he was growing up. Would it be okay for Mr. Rob to summon up his inner fight to give a 26-year-old Opie some life advice, please? All my best to you and yours. Love, Katie Kendall and my amazing fruit fritters.
We have to spin for this one.
Do we? Okay
let's real quick.
Katie Kendall.
Badge.
Hey, excellent.
Is he coming in?
He can come in, yeah.
All right.
I have a few words for you, Mr. Kendall. Just because you're 26 doesn't mean you don't need to pay attention to the law. Because if you don't, you're going to end up locked up in this cell. No fun, no parents, and no peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Hey, Barney, if it was Halloween and he was coming around the corner and you were hiding behind a door and you wanted to jump out to scare him, what would you say?
Boo!
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very
See
much.
See you
Bye,
later.
Barney. Bye. Take care. Take care. You're dead. Gentlemen.
So dead.
By the way, I think Don Knotts may have the record for, like, every year. Someone posts Don Knotts has passed.
Yeah.
And you'll get the thread that goes, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that. And he died like 5 years
ago. I love, on those posts, I just love putting a post that says like 2010. That's all I write.
Next letter, gentlemen, I just wanted to write and thank you for setting up TMOS Live on the app. There we go.
Yes.
Between driving all over Northern Virginia for work and the hour-long trek into Arlington each night to attend law school, I spend a lot of time listening to your show. Unfortunately, I run through episodes so quickly that, to paraphrase Dude Walker, 6 hours a week just ain't enough. Being able to flip on the app at any time and hear a different show has been a lifesaver, sparing me from the sport and politics-filled black hole that is DC radio. Keep up the funny, and please know that you've made one underqualified law student very happy. Best to everyone, even Mac, respectfully, and that's Perry, is that right?
Yes.
Perry Ryle?
Exactly.
That's Perry Ryle of Burke, Virginia. Good luck with your law school, Perry, and thank you so much. That's a great letter. Need to hear hear that today. Moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and intern Menagerie, how do you celebrate when your sister announces her cancer markers have declined from the 700s to the double digits? Rob, I need some background. Is that a great good thing?
Yeah, that's when they're saying, you know, exactly how she is functioning on chemo and how much cancer is in her body when it's down that
low.
That's great.
Roses from proflowers.com, scheduled to arrive after her chemo treatment. That's how. I entered the TMOS code. The roses arrived on time today. Fantastic. Love your sponsors, guys. That's from Emily. Congratulations.
Very cool. Love it.
We'll say a prayer for you. We wish you the very best. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns, on March 30th, my fabulous daughter, Anastasia Zach, turns 21. Is it Anastasia?
I think it's Anastasia.
Anastasia, sorry about that. Anastasia Zach turns 21. In our male-dominated society, young women face many challenges on the road to success. Perhaps Mike's special personal assistant, Jennifer, has some advice that she would like to pass along to Anastasia and young women everywhere. Well, we don't spin for her. No. That's from Dwayne Zach. Jennifer! Jennifer!
She never around? Know what she's doing
back
there.
Oh, here she comes. She's outside again.
Yeah.
God, I mean, it's constant. It's like... I think it's the Florida sunshine. Here she comes. All right. Come on in, dear.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi,
Isn't
Jennifer.
Isn't it amazing how I bring my own echo chamber with me?
You're so tanned.
Oh, my God. Hi, how are you? Let me just turn that down a little bit. Hey, now it sounds good, doesn't it?
I don't want to be too forward.
Does that sound a little
better? It does sound good. I don't want to be too forward, but you know what I think is really great? Very attractive.
What?
Your freckled shoulders.
Thank you. I'm wearing a Pittsburgh Pirates tank top today.
You don't think I didn't notice that first thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Pirates!
Someday, do you ever feel like you could come up to D.C.?
Yeah, I could do that.
Because I'd love to connect those dots.
Mm-hmm. What do you know? I thought you were a happily married man, Rob.
Hey, there's nothing sexual about playing, you know.
Trip to HR for you.
All right, then that fits into my advice. Give me that letter right now. Hey, Anastasia, don't take up with a married man, a pig like Mr. Spiewak.
Hey!
How dare you!
I just wanted
to
play a game of dots on your shoulders.
Hey, knock it off! My freckles are cute.
They are.
Yeah. Hey.
Some of them are pretty big. Have you got those checked?
Why don't you come down to South Florida and I'll show you my appendix scar?
Oh, no!
Bye!
All right.
That
who's
took a
throwing
turn.
Up right now? Who's throwing up?
Took a turn.
That's nasty. All right. Very good. Anyway, gentlemen, I am curious as to whom each of you would place on the Mount Rushmore of American pop music. I'll stay on the line and interrupt. Thank you, Jeff Heller. That's out of the blue, and that's very quick, and that requires some thought. So how many presidents on Mount
four.
Rushmore? Are there four?
There's four.
Four presidents, so we need four musicians on the
Michael
Mount
Jackson.
Rushmore of pop music. Is it pop music?
His specific thing was American pop music. I think Michael Jackson is a
valid
choice.
Pre-op Michael, though. Pre-op.
Yeah, I would...
You know, I would put... I think I might put Prince ahead of Michael Jackson,
what?
Though.
No, I think just for pure being there for so many decades and
He didn't write as much as Prince,
so long.
Though. Prince wrote, though.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about who, you know, people know and the music that you want to... And as much as... so I've got... Well, you can't... American pop music, you'd have to put the Beatles up there, right?
One of the British.
No, the British. David Cassidy.
No. I would think Frank Sinatra for his longevity.
All right. And the gold standard I put last up there.
Who?
Paul Anka.
Of course.
Would it be Elvis?
Elvis would have a place up there, I think.
Why do you think the letter's in there? Why do you think? See how low-key? Do you see how he tried to be nonchalant about it? You don't think that Elvis was going to be mentioned during this segment?
I thought I was breaking news.
No. And, of course, Mike Dickie Goodman, the man who did Mr. Jaws.
Right. Dickie Goodman.
The cut-in record.
And Discotheque. Discotex from Discotex and the Sexolettes.
Sexolettes.
I hold in my hand, gentlemen, the last letter.
Woo!
There we go. Yes.
Last letter.
Wow, people that never watch The Tonight Show.
Thursday's birthdays.
May a diseased yak make whoopee in your sister's cummerbund.
Yeah. Right,
the proud trifecta of TMOS Pony and the assorted interns. To the proud trifecta of TMOS Pony and the assorted interns. It's a clever mailbag today.
People love
being
clever.
We've got cleverness all over the place.
What we should do is do a Mount Rushmore of clever letters.
Yes, I am writing to let you know just how important the show Enola has become to my family. On the night of March 1st, my wife suffered a stroke. Thankfully, it was relatively weak, and the damage appears to be minor and reversible. Well, that's good news. The first 2 days after her stroke were especially scary because when she tried to speak, it came out as a mumble. But on the third day, I walked into my wife's room, and she was sitting up in bed. She seemed to be much more aware. The first thing she said was, "Are we still going to New Orleans?"
Aww.
Oh, God.
That's sweet.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I got to step back for a second. All I could say was, huh? She turned to her mother, who was in the chair next to the bed, and said, "We are going to New Orleans to see the Mike O'Mara show. I didn't like it at first, but it's pretty good right now." Oh, that's great. Long story short, she is out of the hospital and has already gone back to work. Her left hand is a little weak, and she's having minor vision problems, but she's getting stronger every day. That's great news. She occasionally checks with me to make sure we are still going to the show. The doctors say to keep the date as a goal for her to attain. We are both looking forward to meeting you guys in person at the show. Thanks for all you guys do. Well, she can go to work, Rob Cox.
Yeah, Cox.
She can go to the show, okay? You know, I'm not sure I think your enthusiasm's at the proper level. I know you're dealing with that. Okay,
hold that carrot.
That's a beautiful letter.
Dangle the carrot.
That is a, you know, let me see. The only part I would edit out is, let me see. I didn't like it at first, but it's pretty good right now. Okay. Rob, listen, you know what? You know what would really help your wife on her road to recovery? And I know you've been there through all the difficult times, but she's back at work. How about getting her to come to New Orleans with one of her favorite male coworkers? How would that be?
Just a friend.
That would be great, Rob. No, God bless you and thank you. What a wonderful letter that
very
she
sweet.
First thing she said to you was when you heard her speak was that. That's awesome. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, "The 10th caller wins." He wears glasses, not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the Mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Every time you hit up the TMOS website or our app, you know we're going to be there for you. Just hit play and boom, there we are. Now we need you to be there for us. You see, on that website, on that app, you can access Amazon.com. It's just a simple click. Chances are you've bought something from Amazon in the past month and you're about to do it again. So if you access Amazon through our site or app, you can still shop Amazon like normal. Everything is the same, but we get a small taste of whatever you spend there. Remember, it costs you nothing, but it means everything to us. So if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, and you know you will, please access it via TMOS. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, and thank you for being there for us. We sincerely appreciate it. Welcome back to the show. Spotlight Rob Spiewak.
Hi there.
Want to talk to Rob Spiewak, and this will probably kick over into the... And I apologize for the noise in the background, guys, but I'm basically... supporting this little Mikey. Right
no
now.
Problem.
You're doing fine.
Not doing well for me. Rob Spiewak, you are, we have explored this before. Your children now are, you have a high school freshman, correct?
Sophomore.
Sophomore. Julia is a sophomore in high school. Robert is in middle school.
He is an eighth grader. Yeah, he's finishing up middle school.
He will be
school.
A freshman. You will have two high schoolers.
Yes.
A junior and a freshman next year. However, you still go back to... school, the middle schools and the elementary schools. Do you not? To
well,
do
I've your, hosted your the
elementary. What's going on?
I've
you?
Hosted
why,
the
why
elementary.
Why are you hanging around schools, Rob? Your kids
without
are,
your
are
kids
growing
being
up.
In that school.
I, as a favor to a friend, as Christy Tallamy, who is the producer and director of the elementary school talent show, she likes to have me host, and I said I would do that for her. So yeah, I go back and host there.
Let's
but not
let's,
because
let's
I have
break
a,
that down. A little
not
bit.
Because
she,
I have a.
she likes to, or do you just like to do it?
She likes it. I would bail on it if I could, but I made a deal with
friends.
Her. We are friends. Yes.
What deal did you make?
Yeah, you know. I think you know.
Who is she exactly?
Oh, yeah.
She is of the supper club. She is one of the four couples in the supper club.
The one that broke her knee?
No. Not that's Hayden.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I'd be glad to.
So what has she asked you to do? Haven't you done like two or three announcing gigs in the last couple of months?
Well, the talent show season is over. I did the elementary school one. I did the middle school one.
Let's start with that. So the elementary school talent show.
Right.
You come in and host that.
And Mike, what I do is I dazzle the crowd. There are many acts, and they are brief. And what is the most important glue that holds the structure together is the host.
You're sticking me to death, but I want to examine this a little
Okay.
bit. Because going back to, I would feel uncomfortable.
Really?
Just being on stage with a bunch of elementary school kids, if my kids were even in the school. But to go back and do that.
It's like going to see Beauty and the Beast by yourself as an adult.
I don't understand maybe 7/10 of that conversation that he just said.
What he's saying, it's a little, do you ever feel a little strange that, you know,
no.
here's this big hulking man and you don't know, I guess you know some of the teachers, right?
No, so know the teachers, and I know some of the kids because I knew their older siblings. And I've watched a lot of them come up through. I mean, I've been doing this now for
get them while they're young, Mike.
5 or 6 years. And right. So I've watched a lot of these kids grow up.
How are you introduced when you were on stage at like the talent show?
Actually, introduced is from MikeOMaraShow.com.
Aww.
Co-host of the Mike O'Mara
I've
Show,
seen
Rob
this, Mike.
Spiewak.
I've heard this. It's really nice.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm building the in the program.
Can you
and
take
the
our
leaflets.
Name off of that, please?
So it's the last thing you did.
You know,
did,
for Oscar, I've never put your name on.
Did you do one talent show or two talent shows?
This year I did two. I did the middle school and the elementary school.
So the middle school your kid goes to.
Yeah, Robert goes there.
So that's all right.
Yeah,
I mean you're doing your dad helping out with that. And was the
He wouldn't be in the talent show.
Answer me sincerely here. Was the reaction at the middle school different from the elementary school?
But from whom? The audience?
Did you get any kind of who the F is this guy vibe from the elementary school, from the parents that might not know who
no,
you are
actually,
or
the,
why you were on
there,
stage
there
with
were
all
a lot
these
of
small
parents,
children?
A lot of the parents actually came up and said they enjoy the podcast. It was
actually kind of cool.
So, I mean,
right.
It's not all
which
bad.
Which gave you more ego gratification? The performance?
This segment right here.
I love, he's
10 feet tall, Mike, if I had to describe it.
He's doing a solid for the community, right?
I'm doing a solid for my friend Christy.
We're up on a break. Yeah. We have to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll explore this, as I'm sure you're happy about.
Oh, it's
a
fine.
Further. And incidentally, I know Rob. I've known Rob for years. I'm not insinuating anything
nefarious,
evil, nefarious. I would never. What I'm saying
Mike,
is,
Mike, no one would ever feel that from hearing that previous segment, and no one's going to feel it after the next either.
We'll take a break.
Especially with Oscar here on my side.
We'll come back and explore this a little further.
Balls.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Katie, and I would love it if you listened to the Cake and Cookies Show. No, really, please listen. I need an actual reason for spending all this time with Rob. Nobody really wants to spend time with Rob, but I'm fun enough for both of us. Listen to Cake and Cookies. You'll love half of it. My half.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
How's she doing? No injuries or anything this week? Everything all right?
Amazingly, she lived through St. Patrick's Day. No dog bites, no knife wounds, nothing. And a new show is up right now. Check it out.
Katie Powers, love you. Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Listen, I got a great night's sleep last night until my kid came in at 5 of 6. He messed up my thing. I'm not giving you my Sleep IQ score today.
That's fine. Right?
I'm going to tell you it was not where it should be because he woke me up early. But during the middle of the night, I was in the most blissful sleep because I sleep on a Sleep Number. And I will tell you, you have to too. If you are in the market, if you are out there and you are thinking about investing in your sleep comfort, go to a Sleep Number store. You can see and you can feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts for just right comfort every night. Go into a Sleep Number store.
Yep.
Do this for me. Walk into the store, get the adjustable bed, Take it down to its lowest setting, bring it up to its highest setting, and enjoy the ride. It's so much fun to see, hey, this is great. And you can do this all the time with your own bed.
Yep.
I change my sleep number setting routinely just to see if it might tweak my sleep. But right now, I will tell you, my setting is an 85, and I absolutely love it. They have optimal Sleep IQ technology inside the bed. It tracks your sleep, and it lets you see how you're doing. Sleep number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. That is no surprise to me. If you want to get the info, go to JD Power award information, jdpower.com. My sleep number setting's an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my sleep number was a 3-year-old. My sleep IQ score was a 3-year-old. And I feel great. Come into a sleep number store and see and feel the difference. Save $400 on their most popular P5 Queen mattress. You'll only find sleep number at any of the 500 sleep number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure to tell them that Michael Mara sent you. And really, really, I can't tell you, if you're looking for an activity on your weekend when you have some downtime, to go into a sleep number store and hop on that bed and try the sleep number out, it is like nothing I've ever had. And I don't know how I did anything before that. It's absolutely incredible.
I got to try one for the first time this weekend because my mom, I had to disassemble and reassemble.
Aren't you in the market?
I am. And my mom, it's unreal. It's like nothing you've ever laid on before.
I love it.
It's amazing.
It's the best. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Rob's performance schedule. I'm going to get a pen out here because
Thank
I want to make sure I get it right. So
Event and venue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Event, venue. All right, give me the dates. This is just 2017.
Right.
What you have done and what is on the schedule for you as far as your performance schedule.
I believe.
If you want to see Rob.
If you want to see, well, check my website for dates. But
I mean, Oscar just got done doing a comedy club venue in Arizona and having 100 people
on
there
tour.
On stage. And so this is your tour.
Well, I'm not doing any bingo this year. It was, I think it was on early February. Let's say February 10th, I did the Balls Bluff Elementary Talent Show, and that was in the cafetorium at Balls Bluff. No, I'm sorry, the gymatorium. It's not a cafetorium.
That's right. Doesn't matter.
At the elementary school. The following week, 7 days later, I was at the big theater at Smarts Mill Middle School, hosted their talent show. And by the way, that is the least rewarding because middle school students suck. They suck. They're the worst. That's
right,
the worst.
I agree. I remember.
Cruelest Six, seven,
age.
Eight. Yes,
absolutely
horrible.
Absolutely cruelest age.
Yeah.
All right.
And then last night, for those of you who were lucky enough to head out to Fortune Field at Tuscarora High School, I called the girls' JV lacrosse game.
Hey.
Mm.
Mm.
I did not call the varsity last night because a gentleman came in to call the varsity game after me that had called it before, and I wanted to know what was expected.
You're Rob Spiewak. I mean, now you're doing the JV lacrosse?
Well, it was, yeah, but you see, normally
it's like the janitor.
It's varsity. two games, and it's usually JV, then varsity. I did not call varsity last night because I had never called a lacrosse game. I wanted to know how much interaction the announcer should have, because it's easy to under-announce that sport.
Did you have to study? I wouldn't know what to do at a lacrosse
game. No, I had a spotter. I had a spotter to sort of help me out and tell me what to do.
What do you say, though?
What's some of the terminology for a lacrosse game?
Some of it is leaving me now, but it's obviously the save,
stick,
the ball, the shut-up pony was real big, the crowd favorite.
What do you say? Like, when you walk into the booth, what is your job?
Well,
the
big thing is you have to do the opening comments, welcome to the field, here are the rules of the field, respect the players.
No drugs or alcohol.
No drugs or alcohol, no tobacco. Please rise for the national anthem.
Couldn't they just record that and play that?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm just curious because I mean, you know nothing about. I'd be very
uncomfortable. But you see, this is part of a larger play, and this is going back actually about a year and a half.
Mike, I sent you a text about that play. When you get a chance, please.
Oh, thank you, Oscar, for paying attention to the show.
Yeah, well, it has to do about the show.
I understand. That's what I'm saying.
Charging on the wall charger. I've had a bit of a unsettled morning. Excuse me.
He wants to keep his charging percentage high. What did you text him about the play?
Oh, if we're going back in time, it's the Balls Bluff.
Yes.
Elementary school. This has to do with the Balls Bluff Elementary School.
I know that this won't mean much to you because it has to deal with American history.
Totally inappropriate.
Oscar, it has to do with American history, but it is actually one of the battles of the Civil War was the Battle of Balls Bluff.
Balls Bluff.
Yeah. See. Have you ever seen a thing and it's like two pieces of cardboard with papers in the middle and there's words on the... It's called a book. Yes. And it's great. You can open it and the words that are on the paper, they have meaning. And when you read them correctly, I realize it's a stretch, but you put them in sentences and they impart information.
So you say yes to lacrosse and it's a bigger play. What's the bigger play? You trying to get the football gig?
I want varsity football next season.
Are you going to get varsity football?
I'd say next season? I would give myself a 7 in 10 chance.
Are they going to pay you for varsity football?
No, but here's
Don't get me wrong. I don't know whether they pay or not, and I don't think of it as a paid gig.
They don't, but you have to volunteer at school. You have to.
I don't think of it as a paid gig.
But they will. You will be looked down upon by the PTA and the organizations if you don't somehow give back at school. You've got to volunteer and do something.
Do some parents volunteer more than others?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But this is a great...
Well, tomorrow I'm going to Donuts with Dad.
See? You got to do that. Yeah. Is he going to be weird about sharing donuts with you?
No, tomorrow's a good day.
Today, I'm regretting that I didn't go today. We have a busy schedule today because today is the first day, and Carla did this whole thing about, now Daddy's coming tomorrow. That's why he won't be there today. So if all the dads are there today, I hope he's not sad. And I'm not sure whether, you know, if it was you, you'd be there both days. I know that, but
you turn this into something negative about me?
Because they're the people that are
not
all
right
over.
Now.
They're people donuts. That dominate the school.
Cody, you know, dick.
Don't even give him attention. That's what he wants.
Even with my luxurious schedule down here, I'm a bit spread thin.
And of course,
I sometimes get a little. I just don't, I have to say no a lot, and sometimes it's frustrating, but I'm going tomorrow, and
go to one day of Donuts for Dads. Thank you kindly.
I'm self-conscious because, you know, it's going to be, I bet he wouldn't turn that thing down. I'm sure people are looking at me going, yeah,
you know,
no surprises at this function.
So funny you say that because
I
did not eat a donut at Donuts for Dads for the same reason.
I won't.
No.
I won't touch it.
No.
I won't touch a granule of sugar.
Reason I'm weird about eating at appearances. I don't want people to see me eat. I'm okay. No. They know I'm fat already. I don't want to let them behind the curtain.
You know what event I would eat at?
What?
Asparagus for Dad.
Yes.
Asparagus for Dad. Have a steamed asparagus sitting on plates. Man. Go in there. Hi, hey Jimmy, that's a nice finger paint that you did. Give me an asparagus spear.
The best thing at Asparagus for Dad's is going to the bathroom on the day after.
All right. All right. So you've got the elementary school, the middle school, JV lacrosse.
Yeah, and I'll be calling I'll be playing lacrosse. I'll do JV and varsity lacrosse. I guess 8 more nights before the season
is
out.
Is it like calling a hockey game? That's what I'm curious.
Yeah.
Is it a hockey game?
It is like hockey
three periods?
There are two periods, 20-minute periods for the JV, 25 for the varsity. And there are very few...
Did you say two periods?
Two periods, Mike.
That would be two halves.
Yeah, that's
true. Do
they
call them periods or halves?
You would call them a period if it was three.
Well, you can call
it a half.
I heard it called both ways, actually.
There's no way you would call it both ways. That's why they say periods in
hockey.
Then
I guess last night didn't happen.
Lacrosse, but if you say there are two periods, there are two halves. If there are two equal amounts of time, there are two halves.
I think last night I heard it referred to both ways. I think on mic I referred to it as a half.
What do they call the surface they play? Is it called the field or
the
pitch? What is it?
The field.
It's the field.
And then there are two goals. It's 100 yards. It's the football field. And then there's the goals are at the 0 yard lines, because you know, like the goalpost is actually further back. There's 10 more yards. It's actually at the 0 yard line.
Is it laid out like a hockey team? Do they have like a center, a right wing, a left wing?
There are positions played, and the defensemen are there. The weird thing is that there is
how many in each side?
I believe that there are. This is a tough one for me.
Including the goalie, would it be six?
No, I think it's higher. I think it's eight.
Guys,
eight.
I'm on Wikipedia.com. And
is that what's on that piece of paper
in
front of you?
Don't get mad, Rob. We're having a good time here.
Some of us are, yes.
It says here, as far as lacrosse is concerned, if there are two periods, make sure you see your OGBYN right away.
Mike, you're Ogbin. You're OGBYN. The next time you craft a joke, you may want to use Wikipedia. It couldn't hurt. Let's fact check. That. You know what that was? That was fake joke.
Fake joke, like fake news.
Exactly.
So
they have passing restrictions like in hockey. Like, you can't pass.
It's so funny. You're the least sports inclined person I know, and you're all over this high school
maybe
football.
Maybe he's learning.
It's incredible.
It is. I learned a lot last night, and so we'll get better
Why
at it.
Why don't you get the varsity lacrosse? That feels like it's such a...
Because the guy that called varsity lacrosse last year got a new job, and he was there to call the game once. He could call one game this year.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to do it, and I actually wanted to watch him do it.
So you could learn from him.
Yeah, I didn't learn much.
What did he do wrong?
He talked a lot.
Do you get? Do you look forward to it?
I do. I do. And you know what? I think that you two actually.
I might be older than you. I might be a little more jaded.
No, but at the base level, don't you still get a slight charge? Don't you get a slight charge? Even this jerk over here, Oscar, because you did some sports stuff. When you hear your voice on a big sound system,
I absolutely hate it.
Do you really?
I hate it.
Then you are so stupid.
Makes no sense.
No, because you're in the wrong business then. Because right. We're all about
I
hearing
told
our
you,
voices.
No, we actually have talked about it.
Let me tell you about my ego and a
yes,
PA.
Yeah.
I do not go to a Red Sox spring training game. I do not go
OGBYN.
I do not go to a GAM without hearing that guy.
Yep.
And Carla is so tired of me reaming out that guy.
Yeah.
That guy, because I didn't get the gig because I wasn't a Florida resident
Bitter.
At the time. And I listen and I just don't like the work. I don't like the work. I think he does what is, this is the, I really shouldn't be going here, but I'm going to go here.
Okay, fine.
Because I'm jealous probably because I'm jealous, but if I got it, I would have done it for one season and probably quit because I get bored with it. The thing is though, or maybe I'd still be doing it. I don't know, but he does what's
say.
Called,
All depends
he does
on the
growl. The growl,
which okay, is what
so the Red Sox have a, I think he's a right fielder, Mookie Betts. Okay?
Yeah,
and a lot of times he'll be announced as Mookie Betts.
Oh,
hate it, and there's just too much jive. And I wanted to do it straight with the baritone, you know, batting fourth, the number, and I wanted to make it like that. And I don't think I
know. I know how you wanted it to sound. You wanted it to sound like this,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming.
If
Please
I had
drive
that
carefully and arrive home safely.
Bob Shepard. I wanted to do old school. I really wanted to do, and it's a lot of, we'll see you at Stevie DeMeter.
Okay, how about this?
It's the difference between
crap.
It's the difference between Phil Hochberg, who used to be the PA guy for the Redskins, and now it's Mark, what's his name?
Riddell?
No, it's not Mark Riddell, but they got a DJ up there. And you know what? It's the style of what the stadiums want.
But
it's what they want now.
But
it's probably what the players want.
I guess my point is this, and I take that back. I do like hearing my name at the Verizon Center. I don't care if my name is called, uttered, or even mentioned at a high school game.
But you see, it's not your name. It's hearing your voice. It's using the
your
equipment.
Your own voice doesn't charge you up?
My own voice charges me up. Not at all. I actually, you know what? I draw my esteem from the work that matters. And
but to be fair, Mike, if you had his voice, it probably would be the same answer.
Calling a high school lacrosse game that, by the way, is not even varsity. It's JV, does not matter. It's actually an insult to your craft and your body of work.
I disagree. I think that what it is you're giving back to the community. It's doing something for the school.
You just said it's for you.
No, I didn't.
You said you love it.
I do it. I do it and I like it. I don't do it because I like it.
What teacher is involved in lacrosse, or what mom that you have a crush on is involved in lacrosse?
I was asked by the lacrosse coach to do it after he heard me do the football games last year. So hopefully, yes, he. Although there was a really horrible moment last night, and I don't even know the teacher's name.
Please.
So I can't. Even, you know, I can't embarrass her. But a lovely young teacher, I'd say maybe in her early 20s.
I nice. Think this is, this may be Sherm Feller from the Red Sox
okay.
way, way back, who, when I was a baby, when I was a little boy, this is what I heard when I went into...
Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we invite you to rise.
This guy's hammering.
And please sing.
Doesn't he sound like he's about to drop dead?
Sure.
John Kiley plays our national anthem.
That's it. It was dead. Now, that is the polar opposite of these hype guys that you have
the
right
hacks.
Now. But Oscar, when you would hear that in the stadium, his voice was so loud and like that. And he did it. And you know what? I have to say something after I played that. My bubble is summarily burst. I truly, you know, I'm sitting
Wow. There. Mike, that's a gig you didn't get. But there was a young teacher, and when I got there,
Ladies
the
gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Fenway Park.
There you go.
Oh, he sounded better there. Was he younger there?
Probably.
Boys and girls, welcome to Fenway Park.
That sounds better.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I'm so.
So when I got there, the booth, the announcer's booth and the press booth, the press box was locked and the lady unlocked it. And I said, thank you for unlocking that and smiled because she's cute. And she said, you're welcome, sir.
That
you
are a sir, though.
Yeah, I guess I am. I don't feel 46, but I guess I'm to her an
old
man.
Hold on just a second. Excuse me for one moment.
Shut up, Frankie!
I was waiting.
Did you hear it a little bit? Yeah, that's it. All right, so...
The next lacrosse games are Wednesday night. Wednesday night at Tuscarora. Hope to see you all there.
For what, the JV lacrosse?
And varsity lacrosse next Wednesday night.
How many...
Women's or men's?
What's the turnout for girls lacrosse?
I would say last night, based on the weather, the turnout was a little thin.
Okay. Like 10?
I can't imagine why.
No, I'd say probably 40 people.
Oh, God.
Lots of seating on the visitor's side.
All right, so join Rob at the Pathetic Bowl, which will be coming.
You know what is great, though, really, when you get right down to it? It's not about me or the school or the kids. What it's about is coming to work and having the support of your peers.
Very
that's
good, Rob.
What
that's
makes
a good
it
place
nice.
To end right there. Well, glad we could be of service. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Go Tuscarora!
Yay! The Huskies, Mike.
Lax Spiewak. Here's a fun fact. An Italian study shows that women who drink 2 glasses of wine daily find their physical pleasure to be more intense. Am I right, ladies? Check
so
out the
nasty.
TMOS
God,
Wine
gross.
Enthusiast Club because they knew all about it and they take in their daily dose of wine and TMOS. Go to Facebook.com, search on TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club.
I'm sorry.
And join today.
You gotta take that one out of the rotation.
Yeah, that guy.
Please.
Strike that guy.
I don't know. I like the. I like the reaction it draws every time.
Yeah, I know. You know.
Gross.
You keep it in the rotation. You're weird that way. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we're headed to New Orleans, but for you, you know, I don't want to be the one that's going to be guilty of not reminding you, and it's been a while since we have. Less than 100 tickets left. You may get shut out. Oh, the horror. If you're thinking of going to New Orleans, you need to get your tickets today, if not sooner. Saturday, November 4th, 2017, the Mike O'Mara Show live. It's the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana, for one show only. Get your tickets at MikeOmeraShow.com. It's a big deal for our fans. It's a big deal for us. Click the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans. It's going to be a weekend full of fun parties, meet and greets, and lots of laughs. But if you don't get your ticket, you're going to miss out on the main event, which is going to be on the stage of the House of Blues.
Yes.
Saturday, November 4th, 2017, 8 p.m. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now.
When?
The Mike O'Mara Show now.
Thank you.
Live New Orleans, Laissez les bons temps ruler.
Good job.
Thank you.
News.
Boo. Oscar, you going to say something?
Our flights are booked.
Yes.
Yay. Look forward to seeing all you boys down there.
I got Pony and I have Pony in an overhead.
It's cheaper. I don't know if I book my flight or we might be driving up. We might take the Pensacola route and
it's not that far for you, is it?
We might. Yeah, it's about 8 hours. So 8.5. I think 8.5.
So like almost just about like driving here.
I'm going to double check that. I'll think start thinking about that today. But we want to see you in New Orleans, Louisiana. Donald and Melania Trump spend a lot of time apart. And apparently that includes when they're under the same roof.
Oh.
According to Us Weekly, they have separate bedrooms. An unnamed source claims, quote, she does not keep hidden from everyone around her how miserable she is. Now, I don't know whether this is Inquirer or not. They never spend the night together, ever. A different source adds, quote, Melania wants as little to do with Donald as possible. She is not interested in Donald, the presidency, or anything involving him. Time will tell. But right now, if you were to, you know, say, well, what facts do you have to back that up? How about the fact that you did not move to the first home of the United States and you stayed in New York? Hey, I don't care what the deal is with kids. You know, you're the president's wife. You're the first lady. You moved to the White House. Period.
I've always said that the secret to a happy marriage is time apart. And so they must be delighted.
Now, another anonymous source says they do share a bedroom, but they have separate beds. All this crap.
Like Ricky and Lucy.
Crap, it may not be. It's from Us Weekly. So
okay.
We're not sure what's happening. But you know, the only thing I remember is that video where he arrives on Inauguration Day and he's greeted by Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and he gets out and doesn't wait for her.
No acknowledgement.
Heads up the steps and stuff. I mean, he didn't know the protocol.
I'm a separate beds fan, Mike. I've talked about this in the past.
You can't do it in your house, though.
Really, I don't like it when Shannon touches me.
I hope someday to have the bigger house where you can go
when
to a
I'm sleeping.
Wing.
Don't no one. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a paid prostitute. Don't touch me.
Hey, Oscar, when the time comes, though, I will tell you, the sleep number, split bed.
Oh, I can't wait.
Dual
can't
adjusting.
Wait. I can't wait.
You're next to your loved one, but you're basically...
She's like a sucker fish. She tries to get right on me, and I said, no.
You know what? Gross. I don't know what's worse, a sucker fish or an unpaid prostitute.
I'm just... oh, my God.
I said a paid prostitute.
That's what I'm saying, as opposed to...
Well, that's right. Well, I'm
we got to settle up at the end of the month, of course.
I'm not a big prostitute guy, so I don't know this.
I'll set you straight.
Thank you.
I'm just picturing Shannon right now being a sucker fish. Oh. I'm sorry. All right.
Tell you.
Anyway.
You
keep her in an aquarium.
Mike, you got to feed her. Okay. Stay alive.
Beauty and the
Little
Beast.
Little Shop of Shannon.
Let me do the damn news. Beauty and the Beast sets records with its $170 million opening weekend. It set a big record, but it just did something that might be even more impressive. It has out-earned the original animated Beauty and the Beast in just 5 days. Yes, let's reward the mediocrity. Its global box office total is closing in on the $500 million mark, while the 1991 original only took in $425 million. And check this out, the original was released 3 times. In addition to its 1991 debut, Disney, shocker, re-released it on IMAX in 3D in 2002 and 2012. And Emma Watson walked all over those numbers in 3 days.
Big check for her.
5 days.
Big check for her.
Mm-hmm. Payday. Yes, sir. And it's just so bad. Anyway, The Big Bang Theory has been renewed for its 11th and 12th seasons, and the stars of the show are set for life. Frankly, they've been since season 2. Vulture.com did some math, and they came up with a rough estimate of what the stars will have made off the show, assuming it ends after season 12. The big three, that's Kaley Cuoco, who's Penny, John Galecki, Leonard, and Jim Parsons, Sheldon, have banked a total of $139.8 million each.
Wow, they really do reward mediocrity, don't they?
They do. I mean, this is a classic example. Yeah. 230 episodes, technically 229 for Kaley, that's just salary. They also receive money on the back end, so they get a piece of the $1 billion it's made off its syndication. Even if the show does end after the latest re-up, they'll be cashing checks well after the season finale.
I hope they line the pockets of Maya Bialik, who was TV's Blossom.
Yay! Do you ever wonder if other people share the same weird habits as you? Well, we found an online survey about it. Here are 8 questions, and I thought we'd include these on the show today. Might eat up all of our time, but let's go. Number one, when you leave a store without buying anything, do you get worried they'll think you're shoplifting? I do.
I do not.
Absolutely.
No.
I do. Yep. 75% of people say yes, that they worry about that. If I walk in and walk out, I'm like, you think they're looking at me. I've always had that feeling. I do. Yeah. Number two, when you write the word Wednesday, do you sound it out in your head as Wednesday?
Yes. Every time.
And February.
85% of us do that. What's that, Pony?
February is one.
Yeah, February is another one. Mm-hmm. Number three, do you pace around and fidget with stuff while you're on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I walk, I pace.
No, I'm sedentary and stupid when I'm on the phone. When I have time to take the calls, because as you know, I'm always at the elementary school hanging around with children. Such a busy day. I was there all day Wednesday
with his camera on.
Number four, do you cringe when you hear a recording of your own voice? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I do.
No, you love your own voice.
Yeah,
I don't like
you
to
love you.
Yes.
Anyway,
someone has to.
Hey, Oscar, do you cringe when you hear your own voice on?
I don't. I don't like listening to shows I've been on, or I don't like. It's not something I've ever been comfortable with.
Pony, what about you?
I cringe when I hear Mike on podcasts.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
good night,
that.
You rat very bastard.
Good. That's good.
How dare
hey,
you?
Hey, I like it. I like it when you come full circle.
Now we
that.
Know.
That's it. Do you ever worry that other people are judging you for how fast your windshield wipers are going in light rain?
No.
No.
What?
Anyway, 52% said yes. That they. That's kind of.
Well, you don't have the intermittent level slow. So. No.
Yeah. It's
so
weird.
Mine are still hand operated.
When you when you're reading a book, do you ever space out, read a whole page, and then not remember any of it?
Yes,
oh, yeah, absolutely. 97% of people. Number 7. Do you ever close Facebook or Twitter because you're bored with it? 1,000%.
Yes,
absolutely. Then you open it back up a second later without thinking. Yeah,
yep.
I do that. 93% of people do this. And do you ever respond to your pet by saying, "I know," after they bark or meow?
Yes.
All the time. I talk to Linus too much. Too much.
I don't.
No.
I say, get out.
Or shut up.
Shut up, Frankie.
Well, what'll happen is he'll bark when he says, "Dad, I think this this injection you gave me is making me feel sleepy." And you go, "I know."
Yeah. I look at them and I say, "They think you're shoplifting." It feels like this was only a matter of time. Someone just turned Girl Scout cookies into beer.
No.
Now, when I hear that as a headline, I kind of go, curious.
Yeah.
And then you get into the meat of it, and I think you might barf in your mouth a little bit. The Southern Tier Brewing Company in New York just made a new beer called Thick Mint, which is a high-alcohol stout that's brewed with cocoa and mint to taste like Thin Mints. That is like the worst cookie I could ever imagine you were going to turn into
Southern
a beer.
Tier made their fortune off Pumpkin. Mike, you might remember them from that.
Oh, wow. That's a biggie.
Another
that's
disaster.
No, the fact that they were successful for as long as they were with Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, not only a great tasting beer, but it will knock you on your derriere.
Very, very powerful.
I'm willing to try this beer. Simply because of the brand and house it comes from.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not a sweet.
If you grab a bottle and bring it in, that would be
fantastic.
And I
can send you one as well.
But where are you on sort of sweet flavored beers when they have like chocolate tones or the pumpkin tones? I don't like any of that.
Pumpkin, I absolutely adored because it was just the flavor profile. But most of them that I've tried, I'm not a big fan of.
What about a lambic that tastes like berries?
The beer isn't officially sanctioned by the Girl Scouts, but it dances around a trademark violation, just enough that you should be able to get your hands on it if you want to. You can find it where it's for sale near you or at sdbcbeer.com. I'm not sure whether that was a commercial that I just read, but anyway.
Send a check.
And now a little something. A Canadian man was fined nearly $20,000 by an Alberta court for using more than 100 helium balloons to take a lawn chair flight over Calgary.
That is a lawn chair.
Judge Bruce Fraser heard the story from Daniel Boria. He pleaded guilty in December to a dangerous operation of an aircraft. What he did was he strapped more than 100 balloons to a lawn chair. And, flew around in 2015. He flew 2.5 miles over Calgary. Prosecutors said Boria's flight interfered with the flights of commercial aircraft, put people in danger. He said at Friday's sentencing that his flight was dumb and dangerous, as well as unconscionably stupid. Fraser approved a plea agreement to have Boria pay a $3,000 plus fine and make a $15,000 donation to charity. His stunt was meant to promote a cleaning company, and he was unrepentant when they interviewed him outside the courthouse. Here's his quote.
Yeah.
What are they all worried about? Okay, come on. What are they making such a big deal about, okay? Come on. Get out of here.
Just balloons.
I'm Canadian. Hi, Rob.
I hate you.
All right, bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
We'll take a break. Rob's
luck.
Got little sounds coming up, everybody, on the Mike O'Mara Show. I've more helium. More helium. More him. We'll be right back.
You know I like my girls a little bit older.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
There we are. So many of our promos end like that.
Just shut up. I know.
With the unorganized, shut up. You're stupid. You know, it's just like that.
Like real
welcome
life.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you don't subscribe to the bonus show, listen up. We need you to support the TMOS bonus show. That one show extra a week is what makes our other five shows possible. We need your support. We know that once you listen, you will love the bonus show. It's a highlight of our week every week. Adam Ferrara on the bonus show this
yes.
week. But even if you don't listen to it, consider signing up anyway. The future of the show depends on it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. It only takes a minute, girl. To fall in love. You can treat yourself or give it to someone that you want to turn on to TMOS. You'll get access to all other bonus content, and you'll be helping us along the way for years to come. Don't underestimate the importance of this or your involvement. Do it today, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
A lot of these sounds come from the press box at Tuscarora High School, Mike. I was able to find them last night.
Very, very exciting.
There's a theme of horses, but before we get to that, I know one of your favorite comics, Mike, is the talented Bobby Lee. And he was on a new Comedy Central show last night called...
He attacked me. He physically attacked me backstage at the Improv.
He made you feel uneasy.
Oh, it was great. I love it. Bobby Lee is...
challenged you sexually.
Very, very comfortable with his own sexuality.
Sexually.
The show is called Comedy Jam, and the deal is the comics come on and they do a chunk, they do a set, and then they sing a song. We've all heard Bobby Lee's comedy, but we've not yet heard him sing Do Ya Think I'm Sexy?
She sits alone, waiting for suggestions. He's so nervous, avoiding all the questions. His lips are dry.
Bobby Lee is just a funny man.
And the dancing, Mike, is exactly what you'd picture. So
his stand-up is great because he's got great material. But Bobby Lee, I want more Bobby Lee on television. I want to see Bobby Lee in movies. I want to see Bobby Lee in television. Bobby Lee makes me laugh always.
More Bobby Lee singing Rod Stewart. So, yeah, check that out. You will like that. I do believe it's available on demand. All right, some horse tapes I think you will like. Conan O'Brien last night. You know, I really do feel like Conan's almost gone into hiding the way he's on TBS and they don't promote him and you almost forget to watch him and he's doing great stuff to this day. He went to a racetrack. It looked like it might have been Santa Anita and they let him call a race on the PA.
Oh, cool.
In the park. In the
race.
So this
is... You know, you're absolutely right about Conan O'Brien. They're hiding him on over there. You know, when he got the gig, he was hidden. I mean, that's the reality of it. But the fact is that he's still doing hysterically funny stuff.
The creativity is there.
You see it virally, and that's the great thing about all these guys now doing their viral content. If there's something really great, you're going to see it online. And that's keeping Conan in everybody's mind. And we're big fans. I just wish he had a bigger platform.
So here is a Conan calling an actual live horse race at the park.
Here we go. And it's pancakes on the griddle as the horses are out in front. We've got, it looks like Blue Collar Boy going in strong. Bunch of horses out there. Hard to see with these binoculars. I'm seeing a bunch of horses following Blue Collar Boy. All horses look alike when you're not around horses a lot. And they're closing in fast. Yes, this race is really up. The jockeys' bottoms are in the air, which is the way the jockeys ride horses. Bottoms high, that's the way to go, boys.
Bottoms high.
Here we go now around the last turn. Here comes the last turn, and it looks like this is an exciting race.
Knuckle Buster.
Someone just told me it's Knuckle Buster. Blue Collar Boy and Knuckle Buster. Who shall it be? Blue Collar Knuckle Buster. It looks like Knuckle Buster's taking it by a head.
The Italian grandma has come home to roost.
I will tell you, he is Conan O'Brien comedically is like wine.
Yep.
He is getting better with age. He is so, and he's found a really kind of a rhythm over there on TBS where he does just hysterical
stuff.
Also
has the freedom to do it.
Yeah, and they allow him to be silly. Mm-hmm. And I think that,
that's
I don't think.
Where
I don't
he
think,
rocks.
Yes.
And I love that kind of comedy. That's
so
great.
Good. Anyway, so yeah, check him out or at least watch his videos.
They're all finding their niche, by the way. I mean, you know, Fallon is Fallon, and we've talked about him. But the fact is you've got all these guys that are really finding their niche programming, and there's something for everybody. I think Late Night is strong. I love it.
In Houston, this was trending early yesterday on YouTube. Two guys got on horses and rode into Walmart. And they just rode on horses into Walmart and filmed the people reacting to the people watching horses in Walmart. And I think my favorite part of this is not their narration, but the sound of horse hooves on a Walmart floor. That's what I like.
We is in Wiley World. Walmart, low prices, baby.
Is that name Barry?
It's not name Barry.
Facebook. Come on.
Look at the feet.
Low prices all day.
Did you get permission?
No permission.
Well, we done walked up in Walmart. Yeah, we done went off in the snow, man.
And I do believe they were able to ride right out without penalty, but they did carry the whole thing on Facebook Live.
I believe they may have had some adult beverages as well.
Maybe. Who knows? And this is our last horse tape of the day. A fellow by the name of Nick Bull. He is a British horse enthusiast, and he found a retired racehorse named Shamrock and took him on a slow trail ride with a GoPro. Well, Shamrock didn't realize that he... And not the same Shamrock that he used to produce for you, Mike. This is a horse.
Oh, let it go, Rob.
No, I never shall. Shamrock forgot that he was a retired racehorse and really picked up some speed and threw Nick Bull.
Shamrock. Whoa. Sham. Whoa. No, Sham. Shamrock.
Picking up speed.
Whoa! Whoa, Sham! Whoa! Whoa! Whoa.
Later.
Yeah.
He went down.
Yeah, he got thrown.
Yeah. It's subtle, but you can hear it.
He was mildly injured. The horse is okay.
You know, let's play this again. And, you brought up the name of my old producer, Jeff Shamrock.
Yes.
Who produced for the old Kirk and Mike ill-fated radio program on the Edge. This was my production meeting. Every single morning when I'd go into that studio.
Okay.
Shamrock. Whoa. Sham. Whoa. No, Sham. Shamrock.
All right, that's another one. You know, I to be honest with you, it wasn't last week, I think the week before, I had actually quite a nice conversation with him. It was actually pleasant.
Really?
I had a very nice exchange.
Oh, no, that's nice.
I hope you sent my best.
I'm lying, of course not. No.
I saw him. He was calling the junior JV lacrosse game last night.
There you
night.
Go. Very good. Very
good. Let us close with this. Dave Chappelle, his specials have dropped on Netflix.
Yeah, I've watched them.
They're
fun. They're absolutely fun. And $60 million for three, Mike. We were talking about how much Netflix paid, $20 million apiece.
Unbelievable.
And Dave Chappelle in the special addresses that when he was on hiatus, people said, is this the end of your career? He said, no, I think you'll know when my career is over.
It's been 10 years since the last time I played Los Angeles, if you can imagine. I know, I've been gone for a very long time. Yeah, it was a tough time. And I wanted to give up sometimes. I almost did give up, but then right before I gave up, I decided not to. But I made the call. They answered the phone. Hello? Dancing with the Stars. I said, not yet. Not yet. Oh, if you see me on that, it's over. Trust me. My spirit is broken. If you see me waiting for them judges, getting critiqued on my cha-cha, that.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
For joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Rob Cox, I'm glad you sent that letter. I was just kidding. Thank you. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS. Continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. And remember, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Yeah, baby!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.